You are listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode Number 5.
Welcome back, and welcome to those who are here for the first time.
Here for the first time, because we got some very cool information we're going to go over first about the podcast and what we're doing with the Primitive Intelligence name, the brand. We're going to talk about maybe something new we're doing, Podcasting 101. If you're getting into podcasting and want to, we're going to have some information for you because, you know, some of that stuff you got to pay for. People have, here's how you start a podcast. Just buy my book.
Wait,
screw
we
could have
charged?
Yeah, but
you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I'm not going to charge.
And stay tuned for future episodes as well.
Yeah, yeah. And if you do have questions about that, you can actually get in touch with us in a number of ways. But at podcast@primitiveintelligence.com, it's the first time all season we've mentioned that.
I'm glad you did because I would have forgotten.
We've been refraining. But so we got that. We're going to talk about... Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about? I'll say it real quick. In the when we were camping, I almost got hit in the face by a hummingbird.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was crazy. So I almost got hit in the face by a hummingbird. I got burned. We got lost. It was a crazy time. We're going to talk about that. We're going to start something new, the high and the low. We're going to ramble a little bit like we always do. We can't get away from those goddamn tangents. We just can't do it.
Actually, that would be the perfect name. Just tangent.
Tangent. You never know. Maybe that'll be it. I haven't decided yet.
See if there's another tangent.
The Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts now.
You have sent us on a bizarre quest again. Went right, wound up left. Can't figure that one out. We're at Promised Land State Park doing a Primitive Intelligence hike, and we are lost again.
Well, we're
not lost, but we know where we are, but we should not have wound up here.
We made a right, and it didn't go right. And now we ended up where we were some other time.
Yes. Even if we would have gone straight, we wouldn't have gone left. And somehow we wound up left again.
The universe put us somewhere for a purpose. Yeah. I just want
to
know why.
It wanted us to be here. Always interesting.
So, 4th of July weekend, we're recording a week late, or a day late this week.
Yep.
And as you can hear in the background, it's either War of the Worlds out there, or that thunderstorm is rolling back. Because that was substantially...
I'm curious to see how much of that this actually picks up.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, welcome to Season 2, Episode 5. Got a lot of stuff this week to talk about. I'm going to start with some site news because I told you I had some stuff to discuss.
Yes, you did, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I like it that way. I like the element of surprise. So we're going to go over that. And as you just heard in the lead-in there, which we usually don't know what the lead-in is going to be because I usually pull it out of the episode. But we were on another hike this week and got pixie led again. So we're going to go over that after – all this because we got to have the little hiking segment. We've been looking towards ways of expanding kind of the Primitive Intelligence brand, I guess, the product.
Yeah, talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time this past week working towards that goal. We got a YouTube channel up, which we don't have anything on yet.
But we will.
We were going to work on that this week.
But it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. Rocco wants to have a tuxedo or something.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to look like a schlub, so to speak. But that'll be the YouTube channel is going to be YouTube/Primitive Intel because Primitive Intelligence is one letter too long for YouTube. Mm. So I figured instead of just cutting off one letter, just Primitive Intel. And there'll be a link to that once we get something up on there. So there's that. Last year, I was working towards getting listed in some podcast directories. Mm. Almost immediately, we got into Stitcher.
Right.
And then right towards the middle of the season there where things start getting hectic, I got us listed into DoubleTwist,
okay.
And I never got a chance to actually talk about it. DoubleTwist is an Android and PC-based podcast directory, so we're available in there. This past week, I got us listed with Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, blueberry.com, which is a growing podcast community. The podcast directory, which says that we're listed, but I can't seem to find us in there, podcastdirectory.com. And then probably the one I should have started with in the beginning, we're now in iTunes.
Wow.
So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So if you have the podcast app on your iOS device, you can just search Primitive Intelligence, and there we are. It comes right up. So I was pretty – what day was that went through? Thursday. So it was like Monday evening I got the email from that we were in, and it takes like 24 hours for it to start pulling through. And so like all day at work, I'm picking up my work phone, going to the podcast app. I'm like, are we in there? Are we in there? Are we in there? And I was like, please be in there by the time we record because I want to, you know, I want to be able to say that we're in there. So we're available in not only on our website at primitiveintelligence.com, but we're also in Stitcher, iTunes, Blueberry, the podcast directory, and DoubleTwist. And if you have a podcast app that you can just put in your own information, you can download your own things, you can use our RSS feed, which is at the bottom too.
Well, now that we're on iTunes, then all these wonderful listeners can actually
listen to us.
Listen to us and give us some nice comments out there.
Yeah. So,
or just comments.
Or, yeah, any comments. It doesn't matter. So we got that. So that was pretty cool. And then was it last week or week before? I was talking about did the redesign on the site, got an actual professional podcast specific template for our WordPress page. Mm-hmm. We use a self hosted WordPress site. And I decided, since we're going towards the simplification of things and the efficiency of things, I redid the podcast or the Primitive Intelligence logo, which is the stylized kind of
monkey
with just Primitive Intelligence in it. So the original logo was cool, but it broke every rule of logo design I ever learned in graphic design. It wasn't simple. It wasn't easy to convert to black and white. It was none of that. It was just random. And here comes the thunder again. So we'll probably also hear some fireworks since it is July 3rd.
They were talking about canceling a lot of the shows for today because of it's a pretty severe storm that came through.
Well, yeah, the professional ones, but I'm talking about the people out there with their, you know, going to the fireworks tents and buying, you know, dangerous explosives.
I already heard some of that around my house.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I hit something with the truck today because I heard a boom. I was like, holy crap. So there's all that. I mean, there's so a lot of really cool stuff going on with the podcast, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, that's just fun to do.
It is. Any day you can podcast is a good day.
And so if there's anyone new out there listening to us on iTunes or one of the various sites you mentioned, we're just a couple of guys that sit down and bullshit pretty much for the most part and try to get something funny in between. that's pretty much the nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah, we are working towards an actual format for the podcast, so we actually sound like we kind of know what we're talking about, but there's always going to be those tangents. We're always going to go off, and it's just part of what we do.
It's called life.
Yeah, it's the fun part of the podcast.
As I described it last year, it's like you're eavesdropping in on someone's conversation.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's just fun. And if you listen all the way through to the end of the podcast, I think all but one I've done this so far this season, I'm putting like bloopers at the end, just like weird things I pulled out of there. Just something different, you know, because it's really fun. So you want it to be kind of professional sounding and you know, semi-professional, I guess, but you also want to have fun with it. So
professional is being redefined. So
that is true. That is very true. So
it's not like we are a news source or we're doing this to sell anything or anything to that effect. We're just sitting here bullshitting and recording it because it's fun and why not?
Yeah.
We're doing it for the experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And to that end, another thing, I actually came prepared this week.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. I sat here. I got the new studio. Every week I've been tweaking something in the studio. And so yesterday, as I was getting all the new stuff set up, I thought, what a great thing to do would be like a podcasting 101. And we'll try it. We'll do something this week with it. And if there's anybody who's listening who's thinking about getting into podcasting or is just getting into podcasting, because we were there a year and a half ago, we had questions, man. We had serious questions about how
I still do.
Yeah, you know. So, and I found that when I was looking for, you know, I had kind of the advantage of having a little audio background.
I didn't have really any audio background.
Right.
But I had no background at all. I'm just a schlub off the street.
Yeah, we're really not qualified to be doing this. And I think that was one of the first things we said the first episode. We're like, hey, we're here. We're not qualified to be doing this, but hey, it's fun.
One of these days, the parents are going to show up and take the keys away.
Yeah. And they're going to go, who bought all this stuff?
Yeah. Exactly why are you doing
it? You're doing what?
You have
exactly
two listeners, and they're both yourself.
Yeah. hopefully that changes now that we're in some, you know, we're in some better places now. So, but yeah, one of the big questions was, what do you need to actually get started? So I guess this is going to be like podcasting 101 from Primitive Intelligence because we didn't know. You know, can we just do like plug a microphone in the back of the computer, or what do we need? Now, and you can do that. Now, I've heard podcasts that are may just be someone hitting record on their phone.
You can do that. There are apps, very professional apps that you could actually do that.
You could do that with. Yeah. And they sound decent because they have, they kind of have a structure. And then I've heard some podcasts where you can tell they spent a little money on some equipment and they sound horrible because they don't know how to use the equipment.
I've also mentioned in the past where I've heard podcasts where there'd be a few people and they're all connected on Skype or something, but they're not patched in correctly. So
yeah,
you're hearing the audio from multiple sources and it sounds like laptop speakers. And it and you could do that.
You can do that. I mean, if there was a situation where, you know, there was somebody we wanted to talk to and they were from out of town, then by all means, you could do that. But you wouldn't want that as your regular, you know, as like a main person on your podcast to sound like, yeah, so anyway, what did you say? You know,
like you hear a radio show and someone calls in to talk to them and it's like, are you eating in the background?
Yeah.
Let me just get my burger out of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... So there's... You can do it really simple. You can do it more complex. We kind of went not really middle of the road, but maybe the beginning of middle of the road.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like we're not middle class yet.
Yeah.
We're lower middle class.
Yeah, we're really poor middle class.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite really rich, poor people. It's something like that.
We're basically just we're walking, but we're not running yet.
Yeah, exactly. but I think you got the same setup that I had initially, right? You got the Behringer.
Initially was the Behringer podcast studio.
Yeah. What did you pay for yours?
I don't remember.
I think it was between 150 and 170, something
was,
like that.
I think it was less.
Less?
Because I think I got it on sale. So it was just over $100. Yeah. And it works. It's good.
Yeah, it comes with a microphone, with a Behringer. It's called a ZeniX 502 board
preamp.
Yeah, preamp mixer. It's got one Phantom powered XLR unbalanced microphone. So if you've got a decent microphone, like a condenser microphone, you can power that off there.
That is not what I'm speaking in now.
No. And we were using that for a while.
Microphone. And use it.
Yeah, it's not a bad microphone.
Right.
We've just worked towards upgrading to, you know, better things for other reasons. If we were just podcasting, then the mics that I had would be fine. But we're looking to go other ways.
Right.
But
this is experience towards a future goal.
Exactly. You can do something like that for a little over $100 or right around $100. You can get basically a podcast studio in a box. Plug it into your... Now, that came with the USB card, right? Mine's tucked down behind here.
Yes.
Your audio video plugs in. It goes USB to your computer. Right? Did it come with that? I don't remember if I bought that separate or that came with it.
No, that came with it.
It came with it.
Yep.
So you got everything you need.
Everything right in a box.
Yep. If you got a computer, you can go on to sourceforge.net, download Audacity for free, which
is a great program.
My favorite audio program. It does everything you need, and you can add stuff into it. And it's free. It's open source. It's absolutely 100% free, and you're not stealing from anybody. It's meant to be free. So for $100, if you already have a computer, that's all you need. You know?
It works very well.
Yep.
The only thing is if you have multiple mics like this, you had to get that extra.
Well, that's device. Only because we had two condenser microphones.
I see.
So they both needed power.
I don't know everything.
Yeah. Like right now, I've got an XML3000. You've got the...
The Blue Spark.
These are both condenser microphones, which require phantom power. So basically what that means is in order for them to work, they need to take power from the board. Now, a standard microphone, like the Behringer one it comes with, it doesn't need that. You can just plug that right into any standard input, and it would work. These wouldn't. You'd get nothing out of it. So, yeah, if you're going to use something like that, you can only use one with that board. They also have a kit that has a board with two inputs. It was a little bit more. I did see it, but I didn't think of it at the time when I got it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I got two? I got to go buy another preamp, which worked. I was using the ART Tube Amp Studio, it was called.
Well, it was the whole podcast was a spur-of-the-moment kind of a thing where just went, well, you want to do it? Yeah, well, you want to do it? All right.
Yeah, we kicked it around.
Yeah, and but it wasn't – there's no purpose to it.
Yeah.
It was just something to do for fun.
It was actually – it really spawned from, we had kicked the idea around, and we had both, we've both been sick of working for other people for a long time. And there was, I forget what you were talking to your father, and you had mentioned something about work or something like that. And I was like half asleep, I was in a half asleep stage. And some reason that I could hear your father going, well, why would you want to do that? And I woke up and I'm like, because I want to. And I picked up the computer and I ordered the studio. I just like,
I remember that conversation, but I don't remember what I was talking to my father about.
I don't remember the specifics. I was just like, you know what? Screw it. If you want to do it or not, I'm ordering the stuff and we're, you know, we'll start it. And that's kind
of, it's just a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah. If you're thinking of doing it, I really suggest getting into, because it's just, it's fun. You can do whatever you want. It's fun.
What I suggest is, what I have already talked to my father about, actually, is just to record your thoughts and experiences, stories.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people with a lot of stories, and they never get told.
Exactly.
So why not sit down with someone and record it? Some fun.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing a lot of ancestry research as well over the past few years. And to have that information, like the stories that your father has, and stories that he remembers that other people told him that are getting passed down, to have that recorded would be like, imagine if you had that from,
it would be amazing.
Yeah.
He has these stories that sound like a movie. They really do. It's, he has, I mean, he grew up in the generation where everyone had a nickname and everything was kind of crazy. And it's not like today. And it wasn't like us either. Even us growing up, it just a whole different experience. And I want to capture that before I can't.
Before you can't. Yeah, because there's things I think of, I'm like, oh, I remember this happened when I was a kid, and the only person who would remember would be my mom or dad. Now, they've both passed, so there's no way of getting that information. And it's sad when you think about it. There's just no way to get that information back. So to have that recorded would be awesome.
Yeah, that's why I want to start doing.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. You should get him up to your house and start doing it.
I'm going to take it to him.
Well, yeah, and that's easy enough to do. That's the other thing about the, you know, having something like that, like a little portable studio. Mm-hmm. You can just take it with you.
Yeah, just plug it right in the computer and it's good to go.
Yeah. Like this, what I'm building here, I can't really take with me.
No.
This is the most permanent studio I've ever made.
Now, I do need to get a bass or two for the microphones. All right, God, I'll work on that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no, it. I have the one bass, but I do need something. This Blue Spark is a little heavier, and it really needs something with some weight.
Yeah, the XML3000 is a pretty beefy device itself, and with the screen, with the pop filter, which is a metal screen. It's not like a nylon.
That's what I have to get. So if anyone out there can notice the little imperfections, this microphone does come with the pop filter, so it works, but it's not. It's not ideal.
Yeah. I was going to pick one up the other day, too, just to have it in here for secondary microphones.
I was going to do it on the way home today because I had off, and I took it off and went for a hike, and I had complete intention of stopping there when I got done, and I was just so beat up from the humidity and the weather that I just went right home.
It is insanely humid today. The temperature is supposed to drop like 20 degrees overnight. There is a line of thunderstorms that came through right before we started podcasting. I was driving home. Now, I was way down south of here, and the highway I knew was going to be a disaster just because it's the day before a holiday and with the weather. So I came up the back way the falls into Clark Summit and around. And I was driving through those little back roads to the farms, and I really thought two or three times I was going to hit by lightning. It was hitting like right near the road. It was a little scary.
There's a lot of lightning.
There's a lot of lightning. So when you said you were going to be a little bit, I'm like, you know what, that's fine, because I haven't even fired anything up yet. So
yeah, I walked out of the house. Well, I woke up, actually slept in today, and I slept until 6:45. So it was really amazing.
Wow.
I woke up, and I'm like, wow, I slept so late. So I completely, if the weather was there, I wanted to get out and go for a nice hike. And I'm looking at it, and it looked like it was supposed to be sunny until about 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So I get everything going, get my gear, get planned, prepared, walk out the door, and then I realize, I'm like, this is kind of, I don't want to say difficult to breathe, but you know when
it's really humid.
Yeah, when it's really humid. So I just looked up, I Googled the humidity, and it was 90, I think it was 98% humidity.
I didn't believe it.
I'm like, something's got to be wrong. It can't be 98% humidity and sunny. So I got in the car, and then I get in the vehicle, and I headed up towards Lackawanna State Park. And when I got there, as I'm going through the mountains, it stopped being sunny, and it just turned. It was almost like fog.
Yeah, it's humid when you actually start running into the air.
Yeah. So when I got there, I checked it again, and it dropped to like 96% humidity. So I'm thinking, well, I'm here, and I don't want to sit inside. I mean, I'm not at work. I don't want to be behind a desk. I was even thinking about working on the studio, and I thought, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be inside at all. So I went for a nice hike, and about half an hour into the hike, I realized that it was going to be difficult. It was going to be one of those hikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I only lasted about 2 hours.
Yeah. It was an eventful hike. That's actually a long time for being in that kind of humidity. So
it was. There was a slight breeze, and it was the woods that I was in were kind of dense, so you didn't have the sun because the sun eventually did come out.
Yeah. Well, I saw the pictures you put up on Facebook.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, where you're looking out. And it's really dark, and it's really bright at the end. Yeah, that was a really cool picture.
You'll love that. That is a it was – I'm going to see if I can remember this off the top of my head. It was the Northwoods Trail. Got to project a little bit. I'm trying not to pop and project. So right. So if anybody's out there listening, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to project because I can't be quiet anymore.
Back up a little bit.
No, I can't. I'll try that. So it was the Northwoods Trail at the Lackawanna State Park, and parked all the way at the last parking lot, went near the dam, up the road. That'll tell you how to get there. And then you started on the Northwoods Trail, hopped to the, I want to say it was the Grouse Trail. I found my way to the one. That led back to Bullfrog Pond or Bass Pond. I could look it up, but I'm not going to because I don't want to do that. But it was really right at that point is you're in the middle of the woods and it's sunny out, but there's hardly any sun at all reaching through the canopy. And then where you see the clearing, it's all green. So you have that change between the hemlocks and then your deciduous trees.
Yeah, it was a really cool picture.
It was really awesome. Well, since I'm actually talking about this, I didn't plan on it, sorry. But it was like extremely warm, and I was trying to decide when I was going to turn around because I knew I wasn't going to be out there for more than a couple of hours. But it was weird. It was one of those weird trips where I found I think it was a wedding band. I think it was a woman's wedding band, not an actual diamond ring. It was just the band. But I was trying to leave just little piles of rocks so I can make sure that I could find it again because there's not a lot of good markings on some of those trails.
Up there, those trails just kind of appear and disappear.
Yeah, so this one spot, I was pulling some flat rocks and I'm building this little stack of rocks. And, as I finished that, I just kind of turned around. I'm like, okay, that's good enough. Because I turned around to make sure I'd see it from both directions.
Yeah.
And as soon as I turned around, I was just looking at the ground, and there was just this really faint outline of a circle, but it was perfect. It was a perfect circle. So then I just kind of went into the kind of mud, and it was this little skinny band. I don't know if it was a wedding band or just a ring. Hmm. I don't know. But I wiped it off, and there was a tree right there, and just hung it on a little broken branch.
Yeah.
So if anybody walks by, they're
gonna see it. Nature's lost and found. Hang it from a tree.
And then I, as I was nearing the pond, there's a campground not too far away. And I ran into this guy who was from North Carolina, and he's just walking in the woods, not sweating at all. One of the first reasons I knew he wasn't from the area is because he saw me coming, and about 20 feet away, he started taking his earbuds off, and he actually stopped to talk to me. And a lot of that doesn't go on around here.
Yeah, they might wave.
Right. Unless you know them or something else happens. But he actually stopped, And I actually walked past him. I'm like, how you doing? And I actually went 2 or 3 feet. And I realized he was standing there like he wanted to talk. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, it's not usually this humid. He goes, well, I'm from North Carolina. We're used to this kind of humidity.
Yeah.
He goes, it's not like this around here? I'm like, not this.
No, yeah, it gets humid down there.
So there was that. And then I kind of got lost in the woods after like those two ponds. The trail is not a well-walked trail. So I was wandering around the woods until I saw this metal blaze that they nailed onto the tree, but there was only about a quarter of the actual metal sign left because everything was grown over. And then after that, I bumped into two people on this trail, which they had to be about an hour in on the trail. They had no water with them, and the guy had a sports radio playing.
So
I was walking through the woods, and he's I don't know, I didn't catch exactly what it was, but they were talking about who was signed to somebody, and it was just odd. It was really weird.
Well, it was humid enough, you could just open your mouth and eat the water out of the air.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my trip.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah. It only lasted about two, like I said, I think it was about 2 hours. And then the weird thing that happened, after I got done, I got all the way back down to the street where you can get back to the parking lot. And there was a guy standing in the middle of the road, and he looked like he had a fishing license on. So I'm just walking through the woods, and I'm kind of trying to clear my throat so he knows I'm there.
Yeah.
And so I walk out, and he kind of looked a little startled. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And that's all I was going to do. Hey, how's it going? And I was going to go back. Because all I'm thinking about is my car has air conditioning. I can't wait. And so I'm like, hey, how's it going? And then he kind of stopped, and he's looking at me. And he's like, oh, we're fixing the roads. I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm like, it's damn humid out here. And I was going to lead into, I hope you have a gallon or two of water because it's humid.
It's humid.
And then he's kind of giving me this look. And he's like, where are you coming from? He's like, you coming from the park? And he didn't even know there was a trailhead because he's fixing the roads. I'm like, yeah, there's a trailhead here. I'm like, I didn't realize it was going to be this humid. And I'm like, well, you have a good day. And as I turn around, he goes, you too. He goes, have a nice, he goes, he didn't say have a nice. He goes, have a good tour. And I was already had my back to him walking away. And I'm like, that's an odd thing to say. And then I realized that I was wearing hiking boots. I had these brown shorts on, a gray shirt. I had this gray, which is, or not gray, the brown. It's like not industrial, just like it's a work shirt. It's just like a tough work shirt.
Yeah.
And then I had my hat on, which looked military. And then I had my backpack on, which was also tan. So I'm thinking, oh man, this guy
looks a little military.
Yeah. And then I wanted to say, no, I'm not in the military, but
yeah. And you big phony.
Yeah, it's exactly. I kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I don't want to impersonate someone who's going to war, but
well, you're not.
No,
he just was mistaken.
True.
So we'll just segue right into. This past weekend.
Yes.
The last show, you had mentioned that you wanted to go camping this weekend, and I said, you corrected me. You sure you want to do that? It's the 4th of July weekend.
It was
and
very smart that you corrected.
Because the weather would suck this week.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I didn't think you were going to go.
Oh, no?
No, I kind of thought you might change your mind. So when I talked to you the night before, and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm like, you still want to go camping? You're like, yeah, where you want to go? And I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's not going. So I looked at a couple places, and in the morning I said, what's on the agenda? I honestly 100% expect you to say, well, let's just go hiking somewhere nearby. Because you don't really camp.
I don't camp.
I was waiting for you to just be like, I don't have a tent. I'm not really prepared.
But now I remember why I don't camp.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the reply I got back was, I'm packed and ready to go. When are we leaving? And I was like, oh, shit, I'm not ready for any of this. I don't have anything packed. I don't have a campsite reserved, nothing. Well, I did all that in about 20 minutes after I texted you, like, I'll be ready in a little while.
I woke up, I think, if I remember, I woke up about 5 or so. It was 5 or 5:30, something like that. And I sat there for a while. And then I just couldn't sit there. Like, I was screwing around online, like, I like that Worst Previews site. It's a movie site, and they have movie news and trailers. I'll just look at there for a second, look in here, look in there, and then I get bored because it feels like work. Like I'm sitting in front of a computer. So, well, might as well get some stuff together just in case. And then that led to something, that led to something, that led to something. And then pretty much it was like 9 in the morning and I was dressed, showered, ready to go. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, I hope something happens soon, because I actually was going to go to the store and there was construction. Just screw it.
It was funny. So I rent a campsite. You got to go buy a tent.
Yeah, I had to buy a tent.
So you come over, you decide you're going to drive. We go up to Gander Mountain. And I don't mind throwing these names out because Gander Mountain sucked.
It really did.
It did. And you looked at, you found a tent that you were kind of happy with.
At Gander Mountain, I did.
Gander Mountain. And then you were looking at sleeping bags. They went like $70, $80 for the cheapest sleeping bag.
The tent itself was a two-person tent. It looked like a basic two-person. And the only reason I was going to get a two-person is because I'm 6'2 or 3 or whatever I am. And I figured that's a little bit more room.
Yeah.
And then you could throw your bags in there and shit. And that, I think it was $70 for the tent.
Yeah, just for the tent.
And then I went over for the sleeping bags, and there was nothing good.
No.
In the way of sleeping bags. Except for expensive ones. And when really? I say expensive, like it was over $70.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was $80 was the cheapest there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at those, I pulled out the phone, and I looked. We got a Dick's. right up the road, Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah, we got Dick's Sporting Goods right up the road. But we try to do things very efficiently,
methodical,
especially up there because the road is it's almost impossible to make a left on. So mm-hmm. we would have to go out and make a left and go back up to the Dick's, and then you know. But I looked and I saw sleeping bags for $20, and I'm like, dude, $20. They got them in stock.
And so, you can't beat something like that.
No, $20.
No.
Holy crap. It's not like you really need a sleeping bag. You just need something to sleep on.
That's all yeah. it is.
So we
in
went
case
up there.
It rains, you need a tent, and then you need a sleeping bag, and then you're set.
Yeah. So we go up there, and there's the $20 sleeping bags. And at first, I'm like, are you sure that's not like a youth size? You know, $20. You know, let's really look at that.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, really cheap.
I mean, it's a good price, but yeah.
And it seemed like it was a fairly decent sleeping bag.
It was a good sleeping bag. Yeah. And it was one of those mummy ones where you could wrap it around your head if you needed to.
Yeah.
And it also, like, it kind of, you could scrunch it up, so it was kind of like, not a pillow, but it was good.
Yeah, built in comfort for your cranial region.
The only thing I'll say about that, it was a little bit different, is that it hugs your feet, because
yeah,
it's a mummy.
Yeah, because it's very tapered at the bottom.
So it was kind of good.
But for $20, it was awesome.
You can't fault that.
And then you start looking at the tents.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at the ones on the wall, and there's like a three-man, like, what was the name? Quest? Never even heard of Quest. And
then you had
like
your other
30,
your Field and
40.
Stream, and you had Coleman. Yeah. You had a whole bunch of them, but that Quest one.
Yeah, but they were like $30-$40, and we're like, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. And then all of a sudden, I look, and they had like a bucket there with tents, and it was like $20.
And that was also Quest.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, hold on.
The one I was looking for was a 2-3-person Quest tent. And it was your standard camping tent. It wasn't a hiking tent.
Yeah,
it was a camping tent.
It was like a backyard tent.
And the difference is, of course, the weight.
Yeah.
And the, you know. But there was none. I couldn't find any of them. And they're having a sale. There wasn't one on the shelf at all.
No, they were sold. They sold out.
Yeah, they did nothing. And then that one was, I think they described it as a backyard tent. So what do you care, though? I mean,
it's not like we were going into the wilderness. We were going to a state park.
All I wanted to do was just knock it rained on if it rained.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to get eaten alive by bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want the occasional little critter crawling in
the tent.
That's really all I cared
about.
That's
it. Yep. So you buy this thing. Notice, as we're looking at, there's no tent stakes in it. I mean, that's how they save them. But tent stakes were at like 17 cents a stake.
Actually, they did come in.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were there.
Really? I didn't even see that. Well, so, wow.
But okay. I got extra. I mean, the ones I bought for 79 cents or 75 cents, whatever it was, they were good and strong. The ones that came with it, I hit with a rock and they started bending.
Just bent, yeah.
But it's a backyard tent.
Tent, yeah.
It's not meant to be anything fantastic.
Right. So you get the tent, you get the sleeping bag. I grab some dehydrated food and we get some odds and ends. We get in the car and we decide, we are out of here because people are starting to show up.
Oh, it was
and
really
we're getting the hell out of here. We're gone.
There were a lot of, there was almost three accidents when we were
in the parking lot.
Yeah, I wasn't even in drive yet.
Yeah,
it was almost three accidents.
Yeah. It was, we gotta go. So we get on the road and we are gone. Make one quick stop. We go to the store, get a couple things, and then we're gone. And we get to the campground, get our tent, or get our campsite. We go down the campsite. We're setting up, and
you're, No one there.
No one there, yeah. And I picked that
site. But it was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
Early afternoon.
Yeah. And, you know, the week before a holiday. So it was kind of a good week to pick.
Yeah.
So we start setting up the campsite. And I'm kind of unloading stuff, and you're like a kid in a candy store. You get your tent out, and you're setting the thing up, and you're putting it together. And then all of a sudden, you get real quiet. And I'm putting my tent together. My tent goes together in like 12 seconds. It's designed to be a quick, you know, it's a hiking tent. It's mm-hmm. it's meant for, oh shit, it's starting to, you know, sleet. Let's get underneath something.
When he says quiet, I'll have a conversation with myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll talk or I'll hum or
yeah, you just stop.
And all of a sudden, it's like if you've ever had young kids around, when you don't hear them, that means something else. Something's gone wrong.
And I turn around and I look, and there you are with the tent with the door three quarters of the way zipped up, but the zipper is, you know, 90% of the way around the door, and it's open on either side of the zipper, and you're like.
Yep. That wasn't the first time. I got it shut once, and then I realized, oh, my bag with my because I have contacts, so I had to take my contacts out. So I had my bag with all my crap in it. So I figured I better throw that in. So I unzipped it, and then I tried to zip it back, and it just didn't want to.
It didn't want to do it.
And I was at that point where I was going to break something, and I figured I better sit down for a little bit.
Yeah, you just sat down, you're looking at it. So I'm like, all right, I sat down, I messed around with it for a few minutes. I got it closed, and then you're just like, I'm not even going to go back in it until it's time to go to bed, because if it really breaks, I'm sleeping in the car.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I have a pilot, so.
Yeah.
I could have slept in there if I needed to.
So we go for a hike.
Yeah.
All right, we're all set up.
That was about a 2 or 3 hour hike.
Yeah. And a real short trail.
Yeah, nice little walk.
Scared the crap out of that pheasant or whatever it was, a quail.
I think it was a nest of quails.
A nest of quails.
I think we kicked out a nest.
Yeah. The babies were
little puffballs.
Like maybe 8 inches. No, maybe not even. Maybe 5 inches tall. They were mm-hmm. little. And the one hit that little piece of fence, and it sounded like a dog squeak toy. It was like,
it's exactly what it was.
And it felt. It was the saddest thing. And then the mama bird got him. She tried flying. She made the same sound.
They're all the noise they make. Yeah, it's the noise they make.
Yeah.
But these little ones, they really looked like those little cush kind of squeak toys, like the little dog toys.
Yeah, it made the appropriate sound.
And they were all trying to fly, but they weren't even really flying yet.
No, and most of them got to the fence and stopped and then ran through. That one, he's like, Fuck this. Yeah. I am flying through this fence.
There was a pretty good...
He almost made it.
He almost made it. I think he clipped his wing.
Yeah.
But it was this... He hit it, and it was a sound of like this metal, and then it was a squeak at the same time. I was like...
That's like a video game.
It really was. That was pretty good.
It was funny. So we did that hike, and then there was the possibility of going to the astronomy thing they had going on at the other end of the park that night.
Yeah, we never... look to see who was running it, but you saw it on a bulletin board, right?
Yeah, by the like the restroom shower building,
right? Where you could use their telescope,
mm-hmm.
and you could take a tour of the night sky.
Yes,
which sounded nice.
And then also we started thinking, wait, there's going to be, if there's even 10 people who show up, now there's 10 people trying to use one telescope, and how long are they going to be there for?
Right.
So we decided, you know what, we got the fire going, we're making some food, we're just going to chill out here at the campsite.
Well, also, after we got done with that hike, we hiked and then we ate.
Yep.
And
crazy amounts of food. Hot dogs and beef stew and mashed potatoes.
But then after you sit there and you get the fire going, do you really want to, you know, what do you want to get into that one night?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're only there for the one night. So we just relax, hang out by the fire. Which was a pain in the ass to start, but once you got that thing going, man, it was great. Yeah, it was a nice fire.
Well, apparently I haven't built a fire in a long time. I have. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like I lived in the city. My whole, and even this thriving metropolis isn't really a city. But I mean, I've built fires in my day, and I don't know why this thing just wouldn't stay lit.
Yeah, it was.
Finally, we did though. I mean, it took me what, like 15 minutes or 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, the everything was a little damp. And that firewood that we got was not dried. It was very, very green.
No, it was a pretty fresh tree.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. We got it going. It's not like we needed it.
We didn't get it lit. It wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold at all. So, and then you get in your tent.
It was about
without too much difficulty.
It's about 11 or 11:30, I think. By the time I decided that I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah, and I stayed up for a little while, and whatever it was that was running around a campsite, I think it was a rabbit. I couldn't see it because the fire was getting real dim, but it was circling the tents. It was the funniest thing. I heard something running around. I'm going to turn this flashlight on I bought, but I'm going to blind somebody because this thing's really, really, really bright. So I just, it didn't sound menacing, so I just let it go on its way. Went to bed, woke up in the morning, ate breakfast, went for a hike, and that's where things started going south.
Well, I'll back it up a little bit because when I get in the tent, the reason I even decided to just go in before the fire was even out is because, A, I had to take my glasses out and shit like that. B, I was worried about how long it would take to get the zipper closed again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'll get in there, I'll throw a new batch of clothes on, whatever, you know, relax. And I got this mat. It's just a foam. I don't even know, it wasn't like a squishy foam, but it was a foam.
Yeah, it's like that. And that's a sleeping mat.
And I couldn't get anything arranged because of the zipper. I had to keep it shut, so I couldn't arrange. Like I couldn't had nothing arranged. So then I'm in the tent with the zipper shut, with a sleeping bag that I had to figure out how to get in, and then this mat, and then it was just too much room. So I'm like fumbling around. Like I felt like a giant in a tiny shirt. Like I was trying. So I never even got the mat down.
Yeah,
and. By the time I laid down, I started to realize that it was a while since I actually tried to sleep on the ground.
The ground, yeah. It's,
so I was
it's
trying,
different.
Yeah, I was trying to get positioned.
And there were a lot of rocks on that ground.
Yeah. No, and then there was also, I think it was a family reunion. There was something going on. There was a bunch of campers that I think they knew each other because there were a lot of different kids.
Yeah, there was three or four different campsites, and they were all...
Yeah.
Walking amongst each other,
and the kids were up to later than they should have been up.
Yeah, I mean they were on vacation.
I mean that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, I think that one group of campers right on the corner from us must have either jumped out at those kids or just stood there and gave them a look.
Yeah,
because they stopped coming anywhere near our end of the campground.
See, most of the kids quieted down.
Yeah.
But there was these two kids on bikes. There's two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they had, I want to say it was a halogen lamp. It wasn't, but it was like your
Yeah, it
lamp.
Was a very bright LED lamp.
And it would come on when they started to pedal, because I was watching them come around. So as soon as they would pick up speed, all of a sudden there was this gigantic spotlights coming through people's campsites.
It was like E.T.
Yeah. And the one kid... He must not have known how to work on his bike because his brakes were not tightened.
No,
they were not adjusted.
It made so much noise.
It made so much noise. So, I mean, that wasn't going to keep me from sleeping. And then the last thing I remember was that kid who sounded like a six-month-old. I don't know how.
Just screaming.
Yeah, crying at the top of its lungs.
Yeah. Oh, and then I get up. I'm sitting by the fire ring. And I don't know if you heard me milling around out there, but I hear you start moving around in your tent. And then I hear you start trying to get the zipper open.
Mm. This is in the morning.
And I just, fuck this. And you can, and you come ripping out of the tent like the Hulk.
After this past year I've had, I learned how to sleep but kind of be awake at the same time.
Yeah.
So throughout the night, I would, my awareness level would rise. So I wouldn't come out of a sleep, but I could hear stuff going around. Happened a couple times. During the night, and finally, the birds got so loud. About five, I'm like, I'm just gonna get up. Like I didn't want to sleep anymore. I'm like, you know, so I'm in the tent, and then I'm doing the same thing again. I'm like, okay, I gotta get changed. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to put my contacts back in. And then by the time that happened, That's where when I about when you I heard you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I was like, I'm trying to get that zipper open, and I'm moving it back and forth, and that, it did the same thing again where it was open on both sides.
And it just wouldn't go any further.
And I'm like, yeah. And then I just went into Hulk mode. I'm like, no, screw
I'm
this.
I'm getting out of this tent one and way
I
or the other.
Just ripped the whole thing open.
Yeah. It was funny. But yeah, I was up about, I don't even know what time. It was still dark when I first got up. And I just laid there because it was quiet.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And I just laid there. And I fell back asleep for a little bit, but then I woke back up and I just laid there. And I was just listening. You could hear the birds mm-hmm. chirping. You know, everything's starting to wake up, and it was just really cool. So then we decide, we look at, we're looking at the map, figuring out where we're going to hike.
And my point of view was, let's just go for as long as we want. Because it was early. It was like 8 o'clock.
It was like 7:30 when we're deciding.
Right.
We're looking at the maps. So
after
it took us about a half hour.
And had coffee and mm-hmm. relaxed. That's when we didn't have to be out of there until 3.
Until 3, yeah. We didn't even have to be out of there. We just had to, we couldn't have the car at the campsite after 3.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just moved the car somewhere else and just been gone all day. But so we pick a trail. And it's a, I don't know what we were thinking, but it is part of the same trail system that we got lost on last time.
But it wasn't supposed to be the same trail.
But it was part of that same little system.
But it wasn't, it was supposed to be a whole different trail.
Yeah. So, and it's simple. It's, we go up to one post. We make a left. It comes to another post. We make a right. That's a big loop. Mm-hmm. And it comes back down the trail. And then you follow that. You keep following that trail down. And then it eventually works its way over to the waterfalls.
All right. Now, we're going to say this again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to clarify this. So, this is the way we were looking at it on a map. On a map?
At a map.
At a, on the map. So, you're looking. You're on the path.
Mm-hmm.
You come to the fork.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a left. Or you can go straight.
Or you can turn around and go back to where you came
right.
from. Right. Those are your options.
There was no right.
There was no far right.
There was no right. There was a, even if, yeah, it was a
straight and left.
Wait, right. There was,
straight there was a left, and left. Right.
Even if you want to say that left, or that straight.
It was a right.
Turn, but it wasn't.
It wasn't really, right. But if you had to pick directions, one was right, one was left. Now, the one that we were paying after what happened last time, we were paying very close attention to the posts.
Yep.
Because each post has a number.
We were there for a couple of minutes, easy,
mm-hmm.
looking at all everything.
Yep. And then below that number of the post is what's to the left,
mm-hmm.
what's to the right as far as post numbers, and then there is a trail name.
Yes.
So we looked at, okay, we're at post 30. We're going to post 31, and 35 is behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're going the right way.
Now, see, that's... What I do when I'm on these things, I am always looking at, I'm more of a landmark. So when I'm looking on my phone, I have it downloaded. I'm looking at what's the terrain and what it, does it intersect.
Right.
So when I'm looking at my phone and we decided to go the route we were going, you could clearly see, I knew when I looked at it, I'm like, okay, this trail goes to a certain point and then there's going to be a river.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that's cool. Because whenever there's water, whenever there's anything like that.
That's the left trail. The trail that loops doesn't go near the water. It goes up the edge of the park. It goes straight along the edge of the park and loops back down. It doesn't go near water ever.
So continue.
So we go to the right, and it's called the White Birches Trail. We walk for about 5 or 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and we start making some smart comments because the White Birch Trail goes up, and then it turns to the left, and it becomes the Overlook Trail.
Which is weird.
Because there's nothing to overlook.
Right.
So we're laughing about that, and I say, well, it kind of fits because this is the White Birches Trail, and there's no birches on this trail.
It was a really nice trail.
Yeah, it was all in pine trees. And we're walking, come around a corner, and son of a bitch, there's a river.
And it's a big river.
It's a big river. And, well, I mean, big for Pennsylvania. It's a creek.
Let's put it this way. You couldn't get across that. It was specifically for horses.
Yes.
So it was a horseback trail. You could easily get across it on a horse,
but
we were.
If you don't mind your
that.
Feet getting wet and possibly slipping right. in on, you know,
and I didn't have any
rocks.
Intention of wanting to do that.
Yeah, so we're looking at that, and I'm like, well, okay, maybe that's what this. You know, the map shows the trail making a hard left. Maybe it's because of this. Maybe you just don't show the river on there. So you walk down, you look the other way, and I'm looking across the river, and you come back up to where we were, the main part of the river, and I walk down.
Yeah,
I kept going.
When I looked to the left, I could see a tree down, and then on the exact opposite side of the tree,
there's blaze.
Well, no, yes, but there was also rocks in the water.
Right.
And there was a trail on the left, so it kind of looked like someone may have tried to cross the tree. I mean, it was a well-walked path.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So I saw the tree, and then I saw the rocks, and I thought, well, let's see what this tree looks like. Maybe it's a big tree. Maybe it's an actual bridge made out of a tree. I don't know. So I went down. And then I realized that, no, this is just a tree. If somebody's crossing it, that's great for them. But I wasn't about to try to cross it. When we were out there, it was still early. It was humid. Mm-hmm. There was no sun, really. I mean, it started coming out. So everything was wet. Our mm-hmm. boots were wet. The tree was wet. And I've been outdoors my whole life.
Yeah.
That's just a recipe.
You're gonna
slip. Yeah, you're going to slip. Yeah, you're going to fall. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. So you come back, and I walk down that way, and I look at it. And I see the trail kind of keeps going. So I wind around and go through there, and I come out to this really cool spot. So I take a blade of grass, because you're still a couple hundred feet away. And I take a blade of grass, I put it between my thumbs, and I start making
the sound.
It's like a duck call, kind of. So I start doing that just to get your attention.
Perfect.
And you come over, and you look across the river, and you go, I recognize that tree.
Well, yeah. See, when I was trying to meet up with you.
Yeah.
I had this moment where it wasn't deja vu. It just felt, it was just odd. It was almost like I felt like I recognized my surroundings.
Right.
And then when I met up with you, there was that one tree.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll bet you a cheeseburger, I know where we are.
Yeah. And I'm like, I've never been here. Because I'm thinking we are where the map is telling us we should be. We should be the opposite direction.
Yeah.
The complete...
On the top of the, well, not at the top, but it was the trail furthest
we
end of the...
Went to the north.
Right, the furthest
the
end.
The falls were to the south.
Yeah, the furthest end of that, of the land.
That little system,
we should have been on the edge...
Of the park.
Of the park.
All of a sudden, we come, as soon as you said that, and I'm like, no, you're thinking that was from the other park. Because it looked like that tree was trying to climb out of the ground, the way the roots were coming out.
Yeah.
And we got that spot where you said you put your hat on. You're like, all right, get ready for it because this is like very overgrown. And then as soon as we got that point, I'm like, wait.
Yeah, I knew exactly where we were at that point.
Come out through these trees and we're at the corner of that river where all the grass is, then something weird just happened because we shouldn't be here.
Well, and that's
and
where
sure enough, that's where we wind up.
And this is where I kind of got excited because when something weird happens, I don't expect it.
Yeah.
Fine. I get a little weirded out. But when something weird is happening and I realize something weird is happening, I get excited. So I'm like, you're going to owe me a cheeseburger. And I put my hat on. I'm getting all excited because the sun's coming out. And it's still early. It's like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've never been here before. You're confused. And honestly, I don't know that park.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with my surroundings.
Yeah. I'm And in my mind, this could not have happened twice.
And it was priceless because I was perfectly aware of this, the way your gears started to skip. And you're like, there's no way. Like, this can't be. No, it's not. And you're like, and you could see in your face, your brain was trying to rationalize it, and it was all just way apparent on your face.
Yeah, once I realized we were at the falls, we were back to the falls, and you're like, wait, that's the trail. Because I've been trying to find that trail that cuts through the other side of the park for years, and it's almost impossible to find going the other way.
Because
we walked down there.
We walked down
a couple weeks ago.
And it was actually one of the first hikes we had when it was warm, when it started to get warm.
Mm-hmm.
It was still jeans and things, but it was warmer.
It was spring.
Spring.
Yeah.
And we got to that point, and you said, well, I was here in the winter when it was snow, and this was all ice, and I fell through. And you were telling me this story, and you're like, I crossed over, but it doesn't go anywhere. And I fell right through the ice, and that was the spot. When I crossed over and I turned around, I went, this looks exactly like that spot.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have been there.
Should not have been there.
We should not have been there.
We should have been a quarter mile on the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I'm going back there tomorrow.
I'll go with you.
And we're gonna GPS that goddamn trail. I'm gonna figure out what the fuck happened.
Maybe we should take it the different route and see what.
Nope, take it the exact same way. Because I wanna rationalize. See, there's the fireworks. You know, there someone's getting shot. But yeah, so we got pixie led again in that same park.
It was
weird. I mean, and that's in the beginning of the podcast. You hear that kind of commentary. Well, I sat down and I pulled my phone out.
You can hear him being confused, and I'm like loving it.
I was over it. I was like, that's twice now. There's no way. There's definitely something weird because we were hyper aware of where we were going.
Well, ever since then, I mean, I'll throw these couple cents in there. When we started off on the trail that we were going on, you have never been on that trail before. So that's when I said, let's do this. You've never been there. It'll be a new trail for you. It's going to be a new trail for me.
Yeah.
And we went out. We saw bear scat from a smaller bear.
and then we saw
bear scat from a bigger bear.
Yep.
Then not maybe 10 minutes or so down the line.
Yep.
So we were hyper aware of everything going on around us because we were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And not that... Now, I'm not particularly afraid of bears, but I have a very healthy respect for them.
Yes.
So I am, if I know they're in the area, I am paying attention because I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, bear, pat them on the head. I want to give them their space,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't, the worst thing you can do is make a bear feel cornered.
Yeah. And so that's what we were, and now I don't, just to look at that map, there are some spots of the park map where I know because I've been there a while now. So I've been in certain spots and I could see it and I know exactly where I am. When we were looking at that map, where we ended up, I've been before.
Mm-hmm.
But where we were going it just doesn't make any sense at all.
It makes no sense.
So either those maps are really wrong.
No, it is there. I know for a fact that those maps haven't been updated in probably 30 to 40 years because that bridge at the falls is not, when you look at the map, that's not where the bridge used to be.
And no, they still have
it on. Yeah, they still have it on the, you can see where it used to be. And on the map, it still shows it where it used to be.
Now, the only thing I'm going to say is that when we were coming up close to that, that intersect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, there was a post that had all their markings on it and had all your trails and everything on it. Before we got to that point, there was the deer exclosure or mm-hmm. enclosure, whatever
yes.
it was.
Yeah, the exclosure.
Now, there was a trail. It wasn't a trail. It was a path around that enclosure. Because people need to get in, and I think there's hunting in there too.
Yeah, that's a spot where they actually have a sign where if you're hunting, feel free. Actually, they encourage you to go into the enclosure because they want to keep deer out of there.
So the only thing I'm going to say is as a possibility that trail continued, and there was no marking to say that the trail let's say if we went on the trail, it was a well walked trail that continued. But maybe there was no marker there and we were supposed to continue to go around the enclosure and go up that way. But we'll see tomorrow.
Possible. Yeah, we'll find out.
I was loving that. That was awesome.
It was...
You were...
I was annoyed. I was annoyed more than confused because that's three times it's happened to me in that park.
Now, what I wanted to do was continue to walk along the river all the way up to where the horse trail was that mm-hmm. crossed over. Because when you're looking at that map, I still can't get my bearings because the trail that crosses that river, I'd have to look it up on the map.
Yeah. I don't think they're supposed to connect.
They do, and they're blazed.
Yeah, but when you look at the map, where the loop is nowhere near those. So it's not, it never crosses the river, according to the map. Now, the map may be completely wrong now.
Or we were so turned around.
That loop could
around.
Be gone, for all we know. That could have got wiped out by a tornado, you know, where that deer exclosure is, and they just moved the post for some stupid reason. Somebody moved it.
That's why I'm almost curious to see if we started on the other side and went all the way up that way and came back. Well, let's say worked our way backwards.
Right. All right, so do you have a high and a low?
Oh, yes. Here, something more along the lines of getting an actual format for the show.
Yes.
We thought it would be, instead of just sitting here rambling on about our lives and hiking and talking about some idiot in a car, we thought we'd actually work our way into a format, which and so we're thinking maybe the low end of something humans do and maybe the high ends.
Yes.
I was looking for a good low end, something stupid. I was going to do something about Florida, and I figured, So the one I just kind of stumbled across this, and this is from the Star Tribune, so startribune.com, where there was a family out at the Mall of America, and this 17-year-old kid. So 17, as a 17-year-old kid, not really smart, not really stupid, should kind of have a little bit of a head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So he leaves his parents, and I'm guessing his friends were probably there. He decides to do a handstand on the banister of the second floor. So there's like a second floor balcony or walkway.
Yeah. Is this the one that they've played on like America's Dumbest?
Well, this just happened.
Oh,
so I don't know.
Then probably
no.
Not.
No, this just happened. So it was Saturday. So what is today? So it was just this past weekend.
Thursday. Yeah.
So apparently, I'm guessing he was trying to impress somebody, whether or not as a friend or a girl or whatever it was. So he tries to do a handstand on the balcony, on the banister, and falls off. So he falls basically two stories or a story, whatever it was. And according to this, he was virtually unscathed. So
really?
So he got lucky. He
got real lucky.
But as far as stupid things you could do, trying to impress somebody by doing a handstand on a banister,
yeah,
is pretty stupid.
That is pretty stupid.
All right. Here's the high end that I found.
Okay.
Now, I did not do a lot of research into this, so take everything I say with a grain of whatever. This is actually from io9.com. Tibetans got their high altitude gene from an extinct human species. Apparently, there was the you had your Homo sapien, your Neanderthal, and apparently this other branch called
the Clovis man.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Maybe I don't know. I'm gonna butcher this. Denisovans, Denisovans.
Oh, never heard of
that. So apparently there's this mysterious human relative that went extinct about 40 to 50,000 years ago, but this gene that the Tibetans have apparently help regulate the hemoglobin so they can actually survive in higher altitudes.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Now, I don't know if that's really a high point in human story, but that is actually pretty cool.
Well, anything like that where you can you can trace back and find that, okay, how did they get the ability to live at these high altitudes?
Yeah, why can they do it and we can't?
Yeah. That's pretty cool that they found
I think that's really awesome.
So I've been looking. I did a little research into a foundation or an organization for texting and driving.
With?
Nothing local.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
nothing
mean,
I could
that
find.
That doesn't mean
so,
anything.
I got some more research to look into and
I
see
could
if I can
start
find.
Doing that, too.
Yeah. Because I almost got hit again today. This girl, there was no room between me and the car in front of me. And now, if you know where 315 and 309 meet.
I know 309.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The exit off of 315 is just a four-lane road. It's not a highway. So there's businesses on the side of it. There's
okay,
there's
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But to get onto 309, which is what they call, at that point, the Cross Valley Expressway, which is basically a highway, the exit, so to speak, is basically the shoulder of the road.
Yeah.
And it's about 3 feet wide. So there's no room for error there. So we're coming up to that point, and this girl just goes from the left lane directly in front of me.
Yeah.
And I slam on the brakes because I don't want to hit her.
And I yeah.
I pull up
that wouldn't be good because you'd be at fault.
Yeah. And I pull over because I'm getting into the turning lane to get onto 309. And I look over and I'm like, are you drunk? Because I got the window down. She's got her window and she's on the phone. And she looks at me. She kind of rocks back
some
in her seat.
Guy's talking to me outside.
And
the
yeah, that's
car.
Exactly. The look she gave me was like, what is your problem? Like, you just almost killed, like, somebody because there was no room. Somebody else would have been near me. Luckily, the guy behind me backed off because he saw her start to make that move. And I had room to maneuver. But that could have been a huge accident right there. I'm just so sick of it.
Well, as I mentioned before, I had to pick some people up at the airport. So I went down to Philly. And this is going to sound odd, but...
You take the Schuylkill?
No.
Whew, thank God.
No, I...
That's dangerous.
The traffic was a lot of times better than here.
Hmm.
Now, when you get past right about Quakertown, they're doing construction, so it gets a little wonky.
No.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, they're doing construction?
So,
What?
It was tight at spots, and people were driving like idiots, of course, but it wasn't really as bad as it is around here in a lot of instances. The only thing I'll say is that it was about four times where people on the left-hand side, because I had no reason to rush. I was, for the most part, in the right lane.
Yeah.
And people were drifting into me close to the point where at one time I had to blow on the horn and move the car.
Yeah. Because they're just not paying attention.
I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
It's either that or it has something to do with drift and the way... Because some of those places, they have the barrier between the lanes, and then they had a soundproof wall.
Yeah.
So maybe it had something to do with the airflow. I don't know.
That's possible. All right. That's all I got.
Me too.
Later, guys.
Bye.
I'm going to go do a kickback.
Peace. Peace in the Middle East.
Peace in the Middle East.
Nice.
I've got the YouTube channel up. The YouTube?
The YouTube.
YouTube. There's this other thing called YouTube. That's the one. I just had a bug fly in my mouth.
As you can tell, it's very professional.
Yes.
We're flying on all cylinders here.
Yeah, so I'm going to start it over.
I'm going to clarify this. So this is the way we're looking at it on a map. On a map?
On a map?
At a, on the map. So...
Hey, Buford. Buford, come here and do your cable.
So, no one ever wants to interview the devil, so I'm going to interview myself, and it's going to go a little bit like this. Hello there, devil. How are you doing today? What are some new things that you're up to? Do you want to know what I'm up to? I'll tell you what I'm up to. I'm trying to clear my goddamn name. Someone is running around saying that I'm stealing souls. I'm not a thief. I buy souls. I'm a connoisseur. I take the souls and I hang them on the wall because they're art and they should be observed and enjoyed. You know what God does with your soul? You give it to him for free. He's got a Prius that runs those things as fuel. And you know what the exhaust is? The exhaust is the tears of children. Little babies. He cries. He goes to the store, a baby cries. He goes to the strip club, baby cries. I'm a connoisseur. He's a consumer. What do you think about that?